Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, Mr. Humble, at your service. And we've got very glad to that our good friend Michael Medved is back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Michael is a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, actually about a dozen of those, including the new one I'm holding in my hand, The Five Big Lies About American Business. Many of you listen to him on the radio show. He's got a nationally syndicated radio show that he's been on for a long, long time. Very important show. You see him on television quite often. He is also a movie critic. And as I say, he's our friend Michael Medved. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. Great to speak with you.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Michael, before we get into the business discussion, I wanted to call on your thoughts on movies. I don't do a lot of movie critiquing on the show, but and my audience is very happy about that too, by the way, Michael. But you're the expert. You're here, and I wanted to ask you your thoughts on the quality of the movie fare that we're getting these days. I think in general that it's really very poor. What do you think?
Of course, but it's always really very poor. One of the things that's fascinating, Jim, is if you go back and you look at virtually any time in movie history, people have always complained about the movie fare. I think they have more reason to complain right now, and I'll tell you why. Because right now, people are paying more for movies, which is why the whole thing is being sustained. And that's because so many of the new films are coming out in this 3D mechanism.
Right.
And people pay more for that. I mean, there are people paying $12-$13 per film.
I took my grandsons, two grandsons, to the movies a few months ago, and by the time we got popcorn, Cokes, and got in the building, it was $60.
Well, this is another dirty little secret about many theaters and the way it works. And it's all business, of course, but they are, you know how people say that GM is not a car company anymore. It's a pension company that
right.
makes cars on the side.
Right.
Movie theaters are not movie theaters anymore. What they are is concession companies
right.
that show movies on the
You
side.
Go to buy popcorn, and while you're there, you watch a movie.
Exactly. But most of the profit that is made by most multiplexes and most
right.
movie theaters in the country is made on selling
that
popcorn.
And convenience stores are the same way. They don't make any money on the gas. It's the crackers and the Cokes that you buy. But back to the movies, Michael. I've just been complaining a lot lately about shows like The Men Who Stare at Goats. Now I like Clooney and the other guy, I forgot what his name is.
Jeff Bridges.
He was there. And you know, this movie, if you watch the trailers look like the movie would be very interesting. It seems like to me more and more that the trailers, that the 30-second clips that they'll show you, that's the best of the whole movie. And you might as well just watch the trailer to save your money. What do you think?
Well, of course, that's in fact, there are people who do that. And now you can go ahead usually and download the trailers for free, so you can save yourself a lot of money that way. Look, the truth is that Men Who Stare at Goats was a gigantic flop. Nobody went to see it. It was an odd title. It was an odd concept. It was not a true story. And it's tough to extrapolate over based upon a movie like that nobody saw. But I know that one film that came out last year that was nominated for major awards, it was a big, substantial hit, was Inglourious Basterds.
That was a terrible. You know what?
It was grossly overrated. It really. You can understand that on one level it was inventive and well made, but it was a deeply dishonest film. It was profoundly offensive to any kind of historical
mm-hmm,
sense about
right.
World War II. And
there were subtitles that they moved through their dialogue so quickly it was difficult to watch to keep up with everything because you want to see their faces while they're speaking as well.
Well, yeah, because that's the whole point. I mean, it's one of those things where it particularly when you think that most people today will see a movie on DVD, or they'll see it on Netflix, or they'll see it somehow like that. It's very hard to read because the subtitles are so small unless you have one of those giant screen TVs.
Quickly, Michael, is the quality of acting, to me, that seems to have deteriorated quite a bit over the years. They don't know how to deliver lines where you can understand them, do they?
There, I've got to disagree with you because, you can say, you can go back and look at the golden age of Hollywood, the time when Gary Cooper and Jimmy Stewart and Clark Gable and Marlena Dietrich and the quality of films and scripts was extraordinarily high because the old studio system.
So you think modern actors are better actors than the old actors?
Oh, they are. There's
very
interesting. There's no question.
You heard it right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Michael Medved said it 20 till. Right back after these messages. I want to ask Michael about an Obama quote when we come back. Stay with us.
Well, our hearts be like thunder. I don't know why they don't.
Welcome back. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Michael Medved is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Michael is a friend of ours, a member of our Brain Trust, a legendary radio talk show host, the author of a dozen books at least, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. His new book is called The Five Big Lies About American Business, and he's here with us again. Michael Medved, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Give us your website, too, by the way.
It's at michaelmedved.com. That's MICHAELMED, as in David, V as in victory, ED.
And everybody, check that out when you get a chance. And, Michael, recently President Obama was talking about, he was trying to defend his position, it seemed to me. I'm sure you heard the part of the speech at least. It seemed to me that he was trying to defend his position on capitalism. He believes in capitalism. He believes in entrepreneurship. He believes in trade, et cetera, et cetera. But then he couldn't just let it go. He had to stick this in, and I think this is an exact quote. This is Obama, quote, "At a certain point, you've made enough money," unquote. Did you hear him say that?
I sure did.
If he had made that a couple of years ago, would that have been one of the lies in your book? Would you have had six lies instead of five lies?
No, it fits in with one of the lies that I write about, which is when the rich get richer, the poor get poorer.
Yeah.
Because the assumption is that if you make too much money, somebody else is going to make too little. The assumption is that creating wealth causes poverty. And that assumption, of course, is idiotic.
Well, exactly, because capitalism, with all of its warts, is not a zero-sum game, is it?
Not one bit. And America has always been built on limitless horizons. I mean, it's a fortunate thing that Henry Ford and Andrew Carnegie and John D. Rockefeller and the great captains of industry, who were not robber barons, they were creators. They were people who built America, who gave us technological breakthroughs, and who made this country possible. It's a fortunate thing that they didn't think that after making their first $1 million, well, I made enough money, and now it's time to go ahead and retire and stop being creative. And honestly, I think to some extent, Jim, this is where spirituality and business intersect. Because if you're a person of faith, you recognize that God is limitlessly creative, and human beings created in God's image also have limitless creativity. The idea that there's never enough, that human beings are restless, that we want more, we want to do more, we want to make more, that's not a bad thing. That's what makes us human. That's what makes us American.
Well, see, there are people out there who think that love is a finite quantity, a commodity. They think that there's, you know, that if you love me, then you can't love them as much.
Well,
there are people out there who think that way.
Sexual love. Yeah, I think that's probably.
I'm talking
true,
about.
I think your wife
just
agrees with that.
Yeah, I'm talking about philo.
Higher love.
I'm talking about philo or agape. I'm talking about.
Sure.
You know, there are people who believe that, and do you think there's a mindset that people have that attitude about lots of things, not just about love or about money, that they're limiting. These are people whose thoughts are limiting.
Absolutely, it's called materialism. If you're a secular materialist, then you believe that matter is never created or destroyed. There's only so much stuff, so
right.
much anything in the world. And that someone doing well means somebody else doing poorly. This is one of the reasons, by the way, and I do write about this in the Five Big Lies About American Business. The most important commandment for businessmen is the 10th commandment of the 10. It says, don't covet, which
right.
means that the fact that your neighbor has a nice house and a nice wife, or in biblical terms, and a nice donkey and a nice cow, doesn't mean you can't have one. It doesn't mean that that's something that you can't have or must take from him. Go make your own.
And haven't we learned that in spades in the United States? I mean, hasn't that already been decided? I mean, that's
the essence of who we are as Americans.
Yeah,
and let me tell you, that's one thing that is a powerful lesson of the current downturn, is that if you believe that when the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, which is big lie number two in my book, then you believe when the rich get poorer, the poor get richer. What's happened in this downturn is the rich have gotten much poorer. And again, this is the first time ever that CEO salaries have gone down 2 years in a
right,
row.
Right, right.
And it's done no good for ordinary workers. You can't go ahead and say, oh, great, the boss is making less money. That's good for me.
But do you feel that, I mean, clearly now, I mean, I don't sit here on this show and take shots at President Obama, but when he says things like this, I consider that kind of language to be nothing less than an assault on entrepreneurship in America. What do you think?
I think you're right, and I thank you, by the way, Jim, for not using the term socialist, because I don't think it's useful to call the president
yeah.
of the United States a socialist. I don't think he is.
I don't think he's a socialist. I just think he has a worldview that's not the same as what made this country what it is.
You're entirely correct, and I write about it in my book. I quote in my book.
That's where I learned it, Mike. That's where I learned all this stuff.
Well, there you go. I quote in Five Big Lies About American Business. I quote a speech he gave at Arizona State University, where he was speaking to business school graduates. And he said to the business school graduates, well, sure, some of you will go out and follow a traditional path toward the corner office and a big salary. But the rest of you, I hope you'll consider a higher calling and go into the nonprofit sector.
A higher calling.
Yeah.
What does he think that nonprofit money comes from?
Well, exactly. In other words, if you've gone to business school, we don't want you to go out there and create jobs and to build businesses and to make profit.
Don't go to that lower calling that funds the nonprofits.
Correct.
Become a nonprofit. Unbelievable. Stand by. Quick break. 10 till. Right back with Michael Medved. The book is called The Five Big Lies About American Business. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.